are here, quarantine and all.
We are in the house. We're literally in the house.
Oh, man. This is crazy to me. And we actually, you know, we've been texting back and forth, but this whole thing is wild. You and I have sort of purposely not really had an actual conversation live about this because we were saving it for the actual show and the podcast. But this is wild.
Wild. I mean, this is absolutely nuts. But before we get into that, I'm feeling our little setup right here. We got the professional backgrounds. We got mics. I mean, I'm feeling pretty comfortable with this at-home podcast thing.
This is the new normal, man. This is how this is going to go down for sure, at least over the next several months for sure.
I'm not mad. I mean, get to go get my own coffee and cereal real quick. Go use the bathroom and then come right in here.
Yeah.
But yeah, this is absolutely nuts. I mean, especially for being a parent, which is what I've been trying to explain to people and what we're about to talk about today, right? I mean, it's next level.
I don't think that if you are not a parent, there's no way to really fully understand all of this and the impact that all of this is, especially if you've got younger kids. I mean, I wouldn't even say younger kids. I think just kids in general. You have kids in the house. I mean, even if you have kids in high school, I mean, there's a sort of whole other set of different challenges on that side. So we're going to get into it. We're going to talk about it a little bit. We're also going to do a top three, which is going to be top three things that we've learned over the last 3 weeks. We're going to keep it somewhat open-ended. There's just so many things that I feel like I've learned and had to discover and sort of trial and error. And just to be able to kind of share that and bounce this off of our community and just find out what other people are doing too. I mean, that's what this is all about. So buckle in. Hopefully you are in a peaceful place to be able to listen to this podcast. But yeah, man, let's jump in. What's it been like over there?
Well, like we said, it's been crazy. I mean, it's one thing to try to explain to someone what it's like to have a kid and you say, oh, you don't understand like the type of love that you feel and all this stuff. But the next level of this is, like we said, you don't understand what it's like to be locked into a house with like, of course, there's so many amazing things, and I will talk about that. And there's so many positive, silver lining things. But just the other side of it, oh my God, we're all locked in here together. We've been thrown into this too. It went from 0 to 100 so fast.
Real quick.
Like we heard about this thing. Yeah, real quick. Like we heard about this all happening in China and everywhere in Italy, and everyone's like, oh, you hear about this crazy thing. But it was like within a week. You were like, wait, within that week, oh, I think our kids are going to have to stay home for a couple of days. Oh, I think our kids are going to stay home for till spring break. Oh, everything's closing. It was like a snowball. So all of a sudden, we're thrown into this. You could tell the teachers aren't ready for the Zoom. Nobody had this backup plan in place. So it's almost like the homeschooling is a pro and a con. The pro is that it gives them something to do. It gives some structure for your life. It gives something for your life to revolve around. But the con is that nobody's done this, and all of a sudden we're the teachers and we're trying to balance our life, which was already hard enough, and execute the teaching stuff as well as keep our kids confident and happy and protected and not insecure, and then, you know, do so many things. Oh my God.
I feel like you need a breath. I feel like you need to breathe right now.
But basically, I've gone from homeschool for 2 weeks to now no homeschool, and I can't even figure out what's better. I mean, in a way, I kind of like just letting them do whatever, but that's kind of chaotic too.
Yeah, so I will tell you this. I think one of the craziest things, just to add to what you're talking about, is not only just managing the family and all of that, because I think it's one thing to be homeschooling your kid. T and I have, you know, we have had thoughts about this, and we were considering doing this actually for the next school year with Ellie, our oldest one. So we were kind of already in this mode of how can we do this? How can we do this? How do we figure this out? But then when you put on top of that, that the parks are closed, that the playgrounds are closed, like you can't, you know, I mean, it was fine even in that first several days where I was able to get them out to the park. We were playing soccer. We were, you know, getting a chance to jump on the playground and do all of that. And then now this is just to a whole nother level where, you know, you almost, you know, you can't even really leave the house, you know, or if you do, you've got to be, you know, strategic about how you do it. And, you know, you want to be safe, you want to be cautious. But yeah, man, it's definitely an interesting adjustment for everybody that's out there. I mean, kind of preaching to the choir. I think everybody is feeling the same type of way. I feel like we should just kind of jump into our top three, because I feel like a lot of this stuff is going to come out in the top three anyway. So we're going to jump in here. These are the top three things that each of us has learned over the last 3 weeks. And we're just going to kind of riff off this, because honestly, this could be like a top 100 right now. But I'm going to kick this off. Here we go.
A Tribe Called Dad. This is the top three.
It's the top three.
It's the top three.
This is the top three.
This is the top three. Here we go. Number one.
Number one.
You want to go? You want me to go?
You go. You start it off.
Okay. So here's the thing. Number one, probably first and foremost for me, has been I'm pretty much a structured person to begin with. Like, I follow a calendar. I follow a schedule. I follow a to-do list. Like, I need that in my life in order to just function. Prior to all of this. But the thing that I've really learned is, especially with the kids, they really need the structure. Like, having the day broken down. I remember you sent me a picture of the chalkboard of how you guys wrote out your schedule. And I mean, I think it's so important to create some sort of schedule. It doesn't need to be something that you are so strict on and then the bell rings and then, hey, cut it off or whatever. But I think having some sort of normal structure and allocating certain time to do different things is super important. And actually, to go along with that, the one thing that I would also say is I've also learned to try to break things up for my kids. So instead of doing ABC Mouse until they get tired of it, it's like, do ABC Mouse for 20 minutes and have them like wanting more, and then go and do something else. And, you know, we're go and do like a dance party for three songs or whatever, come back and then, you know, have snack or whatever. And like, just really breaking it up like that has been super important. So having the structure and using timers, I mean, I almost exclusively use my Alexa for timers and reminders. Alexa, never mind. Sorry, she's going off right now. but you know, what I do is actually, we set a reminder and then the girls know. And so then it's almost like, it's not me that's telling you that it's time. It's her that's telling you that it's time. And that's been really helpful for us. So structure, sort of number one on my learning list here.
Yeah. I mean, structure is huge. And like you said, yeah, we sent you, my wife, thank God, made that list, you know, sort of to start it off. And what we learned, just to piggyback off what you're saying, and speak to it, what we learned from that list too, was giving him the ability to adjust the list or, feel like he was adjusting the schedule made it better, because it felt like he had the power to adjust it. So if he's like, I want to do PE second because I want to go crazy, and I want to do my math before lunch, and then we were like, okay, let's do it, we'll move it around, because almost getting ready for college, because that's the way it was. But you're giving them the power when they're still doing the stuff and you're working together, and sort of, you know, rather than like, this is what you're doing, shut up and get in your room. Because this is also a weird time. Like, yes, you were going to homeschool before and everyone's thought about it. But like you said, it's so different now. Like, and there's psychological ramifications going on right now that none of us understand, that probably we're going to look back on. Like, you're locked in your house. Like, I don't know what the kids are thinking. So I want my kid to feel happy and confident and comfortable while still being a dad and having the structure and making them do things, but not being like a jerk, being like, we're all going through this horrible time and I'm going to be a jerk to you. You know, so it's a weird balance of trying to keep normal structure, but then also go with the flow of the insanity that is right now.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I agree with all of that, man. You got one? Here we go. Number one.
Number one.
So mine is just, I've learned, I think, how we're trying to figure out how to balance all of the tasks that need to get done in the day between the parents and the kids and who's responsible for what. And so in a way, like who's going to do cleaning housework type stuff today? Who's going to help with the schooling? Who's going to be able to work on their job? How many hours are we going to give each other? 2 hours today? Are you going to have a whole day to yourself? So just, I think the thing that comes before that is the communication. It's been so important to communicate with all, especially my wife, but it's same with my son, and completely talking to him and asking him how he feels about from the schedule to what's going on in the world. If he understands what this virus is, if he, what he thinks about it, how it's making him feel, just the endless communication that needs to be done, because you may get into little arguments or have some tension, but I think it's better to get through that and then get to a happy place where you guys are all having fun than let it all fester. And then everybody gets into a big blow up fight because they all want their own way, you know, because human beings, we're all crammed together. We're not made to be like this. So communicate as much as possible with everybody and just say what you think in a nice way, you know, as much as you can, but yeah, get your feelings out, I think, you know, to each other.
Yeah. I think that that's definitely super important right now. The balance of that. So you were saying like balance and then the communication side. So I'm recording this right now. We're recording this on a Thursday, which I've identified as like my day to just focus on work. And yesterday was my day to just be with the kids. And my wife like was on a bunch of calls and, you know, was doing a bunch of interview things and stuff like that, that she needed to get done. So yeah, we've sort of figured out this, you know, division of labor, if you will, or this like schedule that we can put together where, you know, we can try to find that balance, but it's tough. It's still a, you know, it's still a work in progress, and who knows what next week will bring, you know, but I agree. I think communication is super important and figuring out like, hey, what is it that you need right now? You know, like, are you just worn out from them right now? Or like, do you, can you handle this right now? Can I go and do this? And being able to just, I mean, communication was important before all of this. And now I think it's just even, you know, even more amplified now more than ever. All right, here we go. Number two. All right, let's see. Second thing that I've learned over the last couple of weeks here. One is that there's a ton of resources that are out there. So whether it is stuff for schooling, you know, to just remind everybody, my daughter is in first grade, and my little one is still in preschool, but there's a ton of different resources that are out there. The schools had sent some stuff over, but I've also dug around and found a bunch of other things that are out there, shared some different resources with different dads. So I'm going to be putting up a thing as well on our different channels about some of the things that I've found. But, you know, everything from, I know I mentioned ABC Mouse earlier. There's this like mystery science thing that's really cool. There's a bunch of like free things that you can access that also help break up the day in terms of the homeschooling stuff. And so just be on the lookout for just resources that are available. And not only just on the, on that, but, you know, I mean, as you and I are talking, I mean, we're both, you know, we don't have this huge company behind us, you know, so especially as a creative, as an entrepreneur, as a small business owner, there's resources that are becoming available every single day and they're working on these things. So just kind of be, keep your eye out for all of the, that that's happening, because, you know, in terms of being able to get some financial relief, in terms of being able to take advantage of different programs that are out there and be able to continue to provide for your family. I mean, you know, this isn't the time to just, this isn't vacation. You know, we're not just like laid up, like we got to figure this out too and be able to navigate this. So, yeah, definitely be on the lookout for all the resources that are out there.
Yeah, no, I agree. And it's weird with the vacation thing too, because like you said, we just started, we just started spring break. I don't know. My computer decided to turn the video part off.
I still see you on my side.
Oh, okay, cool. So we just started spring break, which I don't even know what that means at this point. And, sorry, my phone's ringing and it's I can't get back to Zoom, but if you could see me, all good.
I can see on his head.
We just started spring break, which is what does that mean? You know, like it just takes away the structure of the thing. But the reason why I'm saying that is because we had tickets, plane tickets to go to Kauai on Sunday. Today's Thursday. We were going to be, we had already planned on going to Hawaii, taking this entire week off of work, having this whole thing, being a family, being together. So part of me in the back of my head's like, look, you need to be do that, relax and go on vacation and be with your kid. But then at the same time, we're in the middle of a pandemic crisis where nobody has any income and it's the most insane time ever. And like you said, I'm going on a Zoom call after this with a lawyer to learn about different small business loans and ways to get money. It's so crazy. And I'm learning how to Zoom and live stream and basically change my life because who knows when we're going to get back to our normal DJ life, you know? So it's hard. I'm trying to balance it all. But then also I want to take them on a walk and go play soccer and do fun things with them later. So it's been really a balance of, like you said, both sides of it and trying to figure out those relief things too with the money. Like, I'm still learning about that. I'm reading articles and like I said, I'm going on a Zoom call. So any resources we have for that, we should probably post up for, because I know a lot of other DJs and creatives are listening to this.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. There's a ton of stuff that is out there and that is starting to come down the pipeline. And depending on where you live, right? Like a lot of this is regional as well. Some of it is national, but some of it is also regional. So there's different things that different cities are doing, different states are doing to help provide some relief to people who are out of work. And just, you know, look, do yourself a favor. I think if you're listening in, like make sure to educate yourself around that. And I mean, try not to get too sucked into the overall rabbit hole, but you know, I mean, essentially that is a part of like what our jobs are now, is to try to figure out what that is and what that next step could be. So, you know, really take that, I feel like take that seriously, because I would hate for somebody to miss out on that simply because, you know, they either didn't understand it or they just, you know, didn't want to deal with the anxiety of all of that.
Right. Yeah. And I'm still learning. So maybe.
Oh yeah. No. And every day there's new stuff. Every day there's new stuff for sure.
Right. With everything. I mean, and just the way it goes. So, I mean, I can move on to my part two.
Here we go. Here's number two. Number two.
So number two is, and this is part of the ever-changing thing, but do as much physical activity as you can, whether it's inside or outside, but try to get outside safely if you can. But I mean, even last night, so we have a thing where we have a dog and I have a son. He is very athletic. He is used to playing multiple sports a day mixed with the craziest school day. He's a boy. He could probably run 7 miles and play 20 games and do so many things. And he's not doing that now. It's crazy. His club soccer team meets up on Zoom. I'm like, okay, that's not really tiring him out. At least they're learning things. And now, you know, we're signing up for all these virtual things. He has virtual soccer. This thing called Techni, where we compete with other kids doing soccer drills and stuff like that. But I think just do as much as you can and get out. We do a walk, like we do like a 1 mile walk at least every day. And then I'll like wrestle him as much as I can, like on our bed, throw him around, just try to get him as tired as I can. Right. You know, we're in bed sometimes now at 9 o'clock and he's like, I'm not tired at all. And I'm like, I totally understand. So I think just physical activity as much as you can with being safe. And the one thing I was going to say to that threw me off is, so last night we get an alert late last night from the mayor of Los Angeles and the governor of California that now everybody has to wear a mask or some type of facial covering outside starting today. And I'm like, so what does that mean? Now when we go on our mile walk, do I have to make him a mask today? Like, I don't even understand. So fast. Like, I don't understand what we're supposed to do. So I just read that. I'm like, okay. So we just ordered masks, like went on Etsy and found like cool masks because I want him to feel like he has something cool, you know. And then we got the surgical ones too, just in case. But it's just, I say do physical activity while following the rules.
Right. Wow, that's the alert thing. I haven't even checked that yet.
Yeah, That's go news. On Mayor of LA Instagram, Governor Newsom, they say, well, now they're now quote unquote recommending that every single person wears a mask when they're outside of their house. But I bet you within a week it's mandatory and you get fined and go to jail or something, you know, because that's what they're doing in other countries. And I feel like here in America, they ease you into it. And then they're like, boom, now's the rule.
Right. Right.
Yeah. Wow. So that, I don't know what.
Yeah.
What,
I feel you on the, you know, the physical activity and trying to tire them out. You know, I feel like Ellie has had that, like, you know, in the past, Ellie, my oldest daughter, you know, she would be the one that would knock out at 8 o'clock. Like, she'd be the first one down. And now over the last several, you know, even over the last several nights, she's just been, you know, up till 10, even like unsettled, you know. And yeah, we're trying our best too, to just try to, you know, get as much physical activity in, be able to get outside as much as you can in a safe way, as you mentioned. And yeah, just trying to wear out some of that energy, because you don't it's something that you don't realize how much energy they get out at school.
Right. And their brain, the brain thing. I mean, we bought logic books. We've bought so many external, like, extra workbooks for him, not to be like these crazy tiger parents that are like, you know, do this now, you're going to be the smartest kid when you go back. But just that also expends their energy. And he loves it. If we put it into a fun way, he loves doing the logic puzzles. He loves doing the math books. As long as, like you said, you take then do another thing in between and make it fun and give him an ice cream cone or something.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, for sure. All right, here we go.
Number three.
All right, so let's see. Without being too cliche here, I feel like mental health during this time and spiritual health, I think, is super important. Yeah. And I think that if you look at this in a, you know, no matter what your, you know, your religious background is or your spiritual beliefs are, I mean, I feel like you have to be able to look at this thing as more than what it is. Otherwise, it's just completely depressing. Like, it's really easy to get caught into this whole thing of how bad everything is and looking at it in a super negative way. And I think for me, my faith has been something, like my renewed faith has been something that's really helped me through this. And I think especially as the man of the house, as a father in the house, I feel like my girls and my wife are also looking to me for direction. It's like, hey, is dad freaked out right now? Because if dad's freaked out, like, that's going to freak me out, you know? Yeah. So I've also been super conscious about trying to get enough time in for myself. That's not necessarily like the physical time, but is also just like, you know, spending time on myself and on my mental and checking in and just like, hey, how am I feeling right now? Am I overwhelmed? Am I anxious right now when it comes to this? And I've had to limit my news intake for sure, because literally I caught myself last week, actually, I caught myself probably checking the news at least like 20 times a day, you know, of checking the headlines. And there's so much like clickbait stuff that's out there too. And, you know, you end up just falling into it, and then you read another thing. And I had somebody actually explain something to me in a way that was just crazy, of saying that, like, they were saying that they felt like they were watching the news and looking at these headlines like it was sports. And almost like looking at the death count as if it was like a score total or something crazy. And I know that sounds like super like off and just like, wow, like how could you think that way? But I literally felt myself doing that as well, where it was like, oh man, you know, now there's 750 people died yesterday and you're just like following this. And I don't know, internally, I started to feel a certain type of way about like keeping score of what was going on, and I needed to just stop the noise, man. So I've tried to limit my intake on that side, and that's been super helpful. And even like with Instagram and stuff, you know, it's like, I want to keep in touch with people, but I also want to just be mindful of like what I'm putting in to my spirit and into my brain these days, now more than ever.
Totally. It's too much. Like, we are not built as humans to know this much and have this much news intake. It's not normal, and it's going to just give you panic attacks, and it's not healthy. You know, it's great to stay up on the news and be informed, and I want to be as informed as possible, but same thing, I notice myself literally getting addicted to checking it.
Yep.
not helpful, you know, like just stay on top of it, be smart and do the best things to protect you and your family, and then dive into the things you love. And as, like you said, as cliche as it sounds, enjoy this time that you're having with your family. There was a time last night where I felt so happy. Like, we had finished dinner and I was like, this is amazing. I felt like a pure sense of joy being with my wife and kid, eating food, and just, I felt happy. Like, I also understood that we may not get back to normal for months, if not years, and there's all these crazy ramifications, but the fact that we're all together, we made some meal that we've never made before last night, we're all talking about it, there's so many new experiences happening from this and closeness that I want to enjoy those parts of it too, you know, and you want to be present for that and not just be inside of the news and freaking out the whole time.
Absolutely. Yeah, I love that you said that there's like addiction to that. And I feel like that's so true. Like, and that's the way I felt. Like, I felt like I couldn't help myself. Like, I had to reach for my phone. And as soon as that like alert went off, I had to be like, wait, what just happened now? You know, right. And yeah, I feel like anybody who's listening right now, and if that feels like a familiar feeling, trust me, like, it's not going to go away. Like, you'll be able to check it later, you know? I mean, there'll be updates even to it later. So give it a rest. Yeah.
Like, you feel like you're protecting your family in a way by checking the news and being on top of it, but in a way you're not. You're protecting them by giving them the confidence of being there. And like you said, dad doesn't need to be freaked out. I noticed my son a couple times going, "Oh, we're running out of pancake mix," or like something where right. I'm like, "Why is he freaked out about that?" I'm like, "Oh, probably because I probably said something to freak him out about it." You know what I mean? So so you need to be chill and look how you're acting, you know, and really set a good example and show them that you're protecting them, everything's fine, and you know what I mean? And get to you like that.
Yeah, man, for sure. All right, here we go. You're number three.
Okay, number three. Oh my God, I don't even know. I feel like we've talked about 1,000 things. Well, okay, here's something good that I did, and I felt this was one of the most joyful feelings I've had through this whole time. And it was letting my son be part of my life. Yes, he gets to see my life and different things, but he's never I guess he has come to some of my gigs, but he's never really done a gig with me like that. So this whole live streaming DJing thing has really popped off in the past 2-3 weeks, obviously, because no one has anywhere to go. We decided, instead of doing the normal DJ Spider does a live stream, yo, tune in, I was like, let's do one for the parents with my kid.
Yep.
So we were like, we're going to call it In the House. I'm going to let Jude pick most of the songs with me, be here with me, bring in Pikachu and props, and let's do a live stream for the parents and for his friends that want to watch. And let's just have a good time. You know what I mean? So we did that, and it was unbelievable. It was so much fun. And he, I could tell this sense of connection that he felt with me. Now he asks to do it multiple times a day. We might do it. It's almost too much. But just letting your kids see what you do in for real, and letting your kids see how you're adapting to this and show your resilience and all that, and letting them really be a part of your professional life is fun, you know. And you've even seen it with Jimmy Fallon and Jimmy Kimmel, people letting their kids in on the monologues and stuff like that. I think involve your family. Don't try to be so far away where you're like, listen, I'm the dad, I'm gonna go handle stuff, you guys sit in your playpen. It's like, you know what, we're all in this, let's have fun together, if they want to, obviously. So I think including your kid in your professional life while you're doing this at home is something that will just give you a different perspective and make you feel happy, I hope.
Yeah, I think that's a great point. And I think, you know, obviously involving your kid in a live stream DJing is a lot more fun than, let's say, somebody who's, you know, an accountant that's at home that's just like, hey, look, I'm crunching these numbers over here. But I think even then that still applies. You know, I think that there's ways to be able to show your kids some of the things that you're doing and let them help with certain things. Like, one of the things that my girls love to do is shred paper. So like, I'll have them like, here's a bunch of like old bills or stuff like that I'm cleaning out that I need you to just shred, and, you know, let them in on some of the, you know, the work stuff that goes on, no matter what your work is, whether that's, you know, DJing or doing something fun or performance based, or just, you know, something that's on a computer and have them help with something, you know?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, even if you're an accountant, you're going to have to shred the papers or something. So he's been wanting, he goes, give me other jobs in the house. I'm like, all right, make your bed, clean up the part where we put the shoes, do this, do that. He does it. He comes back to me. He's like, I put the laundry in the thing. It was so much fun. I'm like, okay, great. Let's have this fun. I'm cool. You know, plus he's seeing us do chores that he's never seen us do because he's always somewhere else at school or something, you know, and mom and dad are doing everything and changing the sheets and doing all this stuff that he doesn't get to see us do. Right. And he's like, I want to do this, you know.
Right.
So doing it, make things fun. You know what I mean? Obviously, not everything's fun, but try to just see some light within everything and let your kid be within this with you and just make it something you're going to look back on and remember in a happy way as much as you can within all of this crazy bad stuff that's happening.
Absolutely, man. I hope that was helpful for everybody that was out there. I know that this has been a nice little therapy session for me to be able to get a chance to talk to you about all of this. Yeah, man. What I want to do is I want to invite people to make sure to follow A Tribe Called Dad on Instagram and all of the different channels that are out there. We are going to be putting out more content too, obviously, with this. And now that we've kind of figured out this setup and all of that, I want to invite some more dads onto the show. And there's a lot of dads that now have time to be able to come in as guests on the show. Yeah. So we're excited to be able to do that and keep bringing you new episodes and new resources as we find them. Yeah, man. Anything else?
Something that could be funny. So a few other things that have come out of this are my kids being on these apps. So like Zoom, they do Zoom parties with their friends. There's something called Facebook Messenger for kids, I guess, where they can play games. There's something called House Party.
Yeah, I've heard of House Party.
House Party is like, he loves it. He plays with his friends, all these games and all this stuff. But something else that hilarious that has come out of this has been, like, if my wife FaceTimes with her friend or does some of those parties, my son ends up coming in and talking to the kids of their kids.
Right.
He ended up getting in a FaceTime call where he was telling the other kid what we do. And to hear him describe what we do was the funniest thing ever. I mean, he was like, my dad says he has to go to the bathroom and he comes back in 45 minutes and he just uses his phone in the bathroom. And my mom says he's going to do a shower and I watch a 10-minute video, but then I watch for an hour and she doesn't even know. Like, he's like, I'm like, oh God, this is horrible. But it would be funny on the podcast if we let them come in and tell them what they think of us or being home.
Oh, we could totally do that. We can totally do that, man.
I mean, them come in and say, what's a story about your dad being home or something? Because that would be hilarious.
We could totally have them do the top three. We should have them do the top three in one of these next episodes.
We should, in the same way we bring them in, might have to do an episode where they get a little part in it.
Yeah, no, for sure. And that's hey, we're practicing what we preach. Include your kids in what it is that you do.
Like, he doesn't realize I'm in the bathroom using my phone. He completely knows everything. And I'm like, oh, great. What did I do?
You better be careful. He's watching your habits.
Yeah. Everything. I know. So that's another thing to keep in mind.
I love it. We like to end the show usually like this, and we will see you guys next time.
Dads are better than moms. Dads better than moms.
Dads are better than mommy. Sorry.